to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie, and I am Goddess Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe, and if not, make sure you do something to shift your state of being. So, I love to view reality like the internet. I know nowadays a lot of people like to compare it to a simulation, and I get it and I understand. However, I love comparing reality to the internet because for me, when I view reality as an internet, it makes me understand that my reality is not as small as I think it is, right? Because think about it. When you think about the internet, you realize everything exists. Think about it. Right now, if you go into Google, you can literally search and find almost anything, right? And that's how I look at reality. Reality, and I say this all the time, everything exists in our reality. We just can't see it all at one time. We only can view or experience what's happening to us right now. However, everything exists. And I love viewing reality like this because it keeps me in aligned with focusing on what I want to experience. And what I've noticed is, you know, a lot of people, they tend to focus on what they don't want to experience and what's not happening right in their life. And that's why I always say it's extremely important. And shout out to Reverend Knight, because he once said throughout the day, it is extremely important to do a self-assessment and ask myself, hey, how do I feel about myself? How do I see myself? How I view the world? How do I feel the world interacts with me? And when you start being honest with yourself and answering those questions, it will show you how the world is interacting with you and how you are interacting with the world. And if it's not what you desire, then you should change it. And that's why I'm always saying things like, I'm perfect health, wealth, prosperity, success, divine love, good cheers, and harmony. Why am I always saying that? Because I want to make sure I'm seeing myself as being loved, adored, cherished, cared for. People like me. People accept me. Things are always working out for me. We don't want to focus on what we don't want to experience. And again, everything exists in this reality. Think about it. Everything exists, but we're not focusing on everything. We're focusing on our desired reality, and it's just as simple as that. And that's why I always recommend, if your life is not going the way you want it to, you need to write down how you want to experience your life. You can write it down like 10 things, or you can script, write like a story. You need to take out of your mind what you want to experience. And then throughout the day, you need to be reading it, reciting it, affirming it, visualizing it. Because the truth of the matter is, life is going to continuously go on. You might as well focus on what you desire, what you want to experience, so you can start experiencing it. And yes, of course, it does take practice, right? And anything we do in this reality is going to take practice. But I guarantee you, if you stay dedicated to yourself, you start believing in yourself, and you start having faith in yourself, you will start seeing changes. And the thing about it is, the changes does not take forever. If you are really, truly, truly serious about changing your life and you're really dedicated to it, honestly, you'll start noticing subtle shifts. See, this reality, when it comes to shifting to a different timeline, most of the time is subtle. Because think about it. If every time I thought about something or affirmed, if the reality changed instantly, we wouldn't be experiencing something for an extended period of time. What would be the purpose of that? So I feel like that's why the all that all is created this reality to where it takes a little time for things to change. It's like I said, a lot of times the shifts are subtle. And for me, when I notice I've switched to another timeline, the first thing I typically feel is I feel a shift internally, right? And then sometimes people start verbatim repeating some of the affirmations or some of the things that I affirm. And also, I notice shifts in their attitude towards me. And then also, sometimes just new people or people from the past just show up in a different energy. Or the things that I want to experience starts showing up in my reality. Or I might see something about it on the internet, or someone may be talking about it in person. And that just lets me know, hey, I'm on the right path. And see, this is the thing, and I think a lot of people get tripped up by it, is you start focusing on evidence and confirmation. But the thing about it is, shifting timelines, you have to understand, when you say you've shifted to a different timeline, you've shifted to a different timeline. Shifting to a different timeline is similar, and I've stated this before, as walking into another room or turning on a switch. The thing about it is, you just have to stay consistent. And as you go on, you'll notice subtle changes. Now, in some cases, you shift to a different timeline and boom, everything changes. I've experienced that before too. But in many cases, it takes a little time, but you just have to be dedicated to it. And as Neville Goddard once said, he said, you know, when you switch to another state of being or state of consciousness, I like to say timeline, you have to keep going back to it. It's similar to as when you buy new shoes, a lot of times it may be a little tight or a little snug. It just takes a little bit of you walking in it to get comfortable, or also trying on some clothes. Sometimes it takes a little while for it to really fit your body or fit your mold, but over time, if it's perfect. So it's the same thing far as switching your timeline. You can't be focused on the external. You have to understand the 3D is a coming accumulation of all of your thoughts, old versions of yourself, old timelines, and that's okay. That's why we always talk about going within. What are you seeing within yourself? What are you telling yourself? What are you affirming to yourself? What conversations are you having? And that's why I recommend, and I always use this example, if you want to, let's just say you're manifesting a relationship, a loving relationship, okay? So of course, yes, you're going to script, write down what it feels like to be in that relationship. You're going to visualize it, probably listen to some R&B or whatever love type of songs you want to listen to. You may watch rom-com movies, or you may go to social media and see where people are deeply and madly in love. Now, this is where a lot of people mess up at. You know, they're doing all that stuff, and then, you know, they start having a conversation with someone talking about how love is played out and there are no good people, or there's piss in the pool, the dating pool, whatever the case may be. So the thing about it is, decide who you are and stay consistent with your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your words, your actions. And before you know it, you'll be in that desired timeline. And you'll be able to stay solid in that timeline. So yes, that's really truly what it's about. It's about experiencing what we truly, truly want and staying consistent. Be consistent with yourself and be honest with yourself. Manifest and create and select exactly what you want. Don't select what you think you deserve. What is it that you truly want? Because what I realize is, if you go after things that you really don't want, it's not going to really satisfy you. But there's no feeling like having a desire and then boom, getting it exactly how you want it, when you want it, where you want it. That's a beautiful feeling. So yeah, give yourself the benefit of the doubt and give yourself what you want. Focus on what feels good to you. Have those type of conversations. Read those type of books. Watch those type of videos. Watch those type of TikToks. And another way I noticed that when I switched to another timeline, when I go to certain websites or certain social media profiles or certain discussions, there was an old version of me that probably wanted to listen and participate or comment, like or dislike. But what I've noticed is when I shift to another timeline, certain conversations I can no longer have, or I don't have a desire to have. Certain shows I don't want to watch anymore because I've shifted to another timeline. So that's extremely important. And I would like to give you a challenge. I challenge you to write down something that you really, truly, truly want and become obsessed with it, right? I recommend writing it down, right? And then maybe writing a story about it and then visualizing it in your mind and in your physical reality. Like I use the example of love. Let's just say you're manifesting a love. I recommend, again, writing it down, okay? What your partner looks like, what it feels like, what y'all are doing. And, you know, write a little story about it and then start visualizing it. And then listen to some type of music that puts you in the mind of being in a happy, fulfilling, loving relationship. And then maybe watch a movie about love. So what I'm saying is everything that's related to that topic, use your imaginations, your words, your thoughts, your feelings and emotions, and things in a 3D go towards that thing, right? And I want you to do it. I said a day, but let's do it for 3 days and then tell me what happens. I guarantee you, you'll see a shift. I guarantee you, people will start loving you more. I guarantee you, you'll start loving yourself. And if you have an SP, I'm pretty sure they're probably going to reach out to you, or you might going to eventually meet somebody. But that's what it's truly about. Get into the feeling of what you truly want and stay there as often as you can. And you're going to shift your life. And listen, it's not about fussing with other people, making them try to see your view. It's not about them, because guess what? People are responding to who and what we say we are anyway. So when you make an internal change, you don't have to get on the top of the mountain and say, hey, this is my new state of being. This is how I feel. No, no, no. They're going to feel it anyway, because we're all connected. We have this collective consciousness. So you don't even have to say anything. All you have to do is just be it. Just be it. And people will notice the shift within you. So anyway, as usual, I know I went all over the world, but guess what? Everything is in alignment. Everything is the divine right time. You know. I absolutely appreciate you, and I thank you for supporting me all of these years. And as always, I love you a long time, from this lifetime to the next. Peace.